You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Going to prison is a very difficult life adjustment, obviously, but coming back to the larger world and making a go of it can be just as hard, which is something most of us don't really understand. That's why the Sioux City chapter of the NAACP is sponsoring a returning citizen reentry simulation next Saturday, April 27th at the Sioux City Public Museum. Sue Leonard is helping to organize the event. She says the barriers to reentry to society are much greater than many people realize.
We have a huge number of our population who are incarcerated, which is really kind of another issue in itself, but it certainly has an impact on this. Since 1970, the U.S. incarceration population has increased 700%. And in Iowa, our prisons are at 124% capacity. The state spent $370 million on corrections in 2017. I know that's a lot of numbers, but I think if you think about those numbers, they really show how big a problem incarceration is. And in addition to that, 57% of Iowa's prison population suffers from chronic mental illness, which is obviously also another barrier when they are released from prison. And one more part about it is the disproportionality of prisoners. In Iowa, if you are a person of color, you are 11% more likely than a white person to be imprisoned. And the readmission rate for prisoners after they're released is 1 in 3. So we know that there are a lot of challenges they face, and we need to do more to help prisoners who've been released to find their way back into society.
I know for some of them, I mean, just getting an ID, getting a driver's license, making sure they have their documents can be a huge struggle.
Absolutely. I mean, think about coming out of prison, you know, especially if you've been in for a number of years, but even if it hasn't been that long, first of all, you probably don't have a very stable financial situation. If you don't have family or friends who are in a position to help you, you come out with nothing. No place to live, no method of transportation, perhaps not a phone, probably not a phone, and we know how much we rely on phones. And like you said, no ID, maybe no current driver's license. There are so many barriers that people don't even think about that these ex-offenders have to deal with, and have to deal with very quickly upon their release.
So if I were to go to this event, I would be in the place of one of these folks getting out of prison.
Yes, exactly. The participants are issued an identity at the beginning of the simulation, and then they are given a series of tasks that they have to complete. We break the time period into 15-minute segments, which represent 1 week. And during each of those segments, the participants have to go to various stations and complete certain tasks and have those checked off as something that they've completed. As we discussed, getting an ID, they have to show that they've tried to get a job. They need to show that they have gone to the food pantry or the grocery store, because obviously everybody has to eat. They need to go to the bank to establish a banking account. They need to pay their rent if hopefully they've found a place to live. And they have to meet with their parole officer, among other things. Each of these things requires transportation and requires understanding where you go and how you do these things. If you don't have a car, I don't live in Sioux City, but for a while my car wasn't functioning, and I was looking at the bus schedule. And the bus schedule is pretty inscrutable, even to Sioux City residents.
Yeah.
So think of someone who is trying to figure a way to get around, can't pay for a taxi, can't rely on friends all the time.
Probably can't afford Uber.
We can't afford Uber, and needs to meet all of these requirements every week in order to not be placed back in prison. And then that doesn't even take into account the social, emotional concerns of someone who's trying to reintegrate themselves.
What do you think people will get out of this?
It's kind of a two-pronged approach to develop empathy so that people have a much greater understanding. Maybe if they are an employer or in a position to be effective with an employer, they can explain that, you know, that box that people have to check that say that they were a felon might be something that they could disregard, or at least could try to work with people like that. Just to have more empathy so that you understand when you hear about legislation or, you know, other ways that you can make a change in your community. The second prong for us kind of gets to that part, which is there are volunteer opportunities for people in the community to help ex-offenders. And we hope to follow up with all the participants with an email detailing some of those volunteer opportunities that are available. Because I think first is knowledge, and we hope that's followed by action.
I guess finally, maybe could you talk about a couple of those opportunities?
Well, one that I know about in Sioux City is Claire House, which is a home for women who are recently released from prison, where they help with all of these things that we've just been discussing, finding jobs, finding a home, a place to live. Another one is the New Roads Reentry Team, and we will have someone from that group speaking briefly at the end. They are located out of Fort Dodge, but they also help ex-offenders who are coming back to the Siouxland area.
And this event, it takes place on a Saturday, April 27th, so there's, you know, it's not during a weekday, it's not on a work evening either.
That's correct. It's Saturday, April 27th at the Sioux City Public Museum, and the event is scheduled to go from 1 to 3:30, maybe more like 1 to 4. Pre-registration is required because we want to be sure to have enough materials for all the participants. So to pre-register, if you would have people send an email to me, that way I can be sure to get them on the list. And my email address is susananden@gmail.com.
That's Susan Leonard. She's helping with the Returning Citizen Reentry Simulation. It's next Saturday, April 27th, at the Sioux City Public Museum. It is sponsored by the NAACP of Sioux City.